What happened was the school I was at in London was evacuated in 1938. That was the time of the Munich settlement, so there was no war, and we came back to London. Then we went again in 39 down to Lansing, and we were there from 39 to the summer of 40, and then with the German invasion, thought likely, we were moved back to London, of all things, in the summer of 1940. It's actually crazy, and of course the Blitz was just beginning, so we never went to London. We went to Bromyard in Herefordshire, and that was, I was 15 and a half. I had been in London during the Blitz, and I was sent to this house, Buckenhill, near Bromyard. It was a very nice town, a market town, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we used to go down there occasionally, and we had the Home Guard, Dad's Army, met there, and I was in the Cadet Corps, and our school Cadet Corps joined with the Home Guard, and we had one fantastic day using live ammunition. Now, if you have an exercise using live ammunition, you do have to be very careful. The timing has to be very, very tight, so that at the very moment when they open with fire with live ammunition, the people in that area have already left, and so on. And I remember very vividly, I think there was the local butcher was responsible for the Lewis machine gun, and he arrived a bit late for the exercise, which is why I mentioned timing being so important. And he started firing his Lewis machine gun before the legs of the machine gun had been properly pinned into the ground with pikes. So the gun went all over the place, and I was 16 then, I guess. It was just fun, I guess. But it was a reminder that we were at war, and of course many of my schoolmates were killed in the war, and my brother was killed, and so when you look back on it, you see it in a slightly different way. But at the time, at that age, it was seen as just a bit of fun. I have been back once to Bromyard, yes. I have very happy memories of it because where we were staying in Buckenhill, just outside Bromyard, very pleasant place. We used to do sports before the war, but of course when the war came, instead of doing sports, we did gardening, digging for potatoes and all that. It was just a very practical type of life, and people there were very, very friendly. I have a very vivid recollection of it. I haven't been back properly to go and spend a week wandering around, but one day I'm sure when the opportunity occurs I will go to Bromyard again. And I hear from people from time to time from Bromyard who remember that period themselves from that side of the event.